Jamaica mit I Think I Like You Too vom Album Jamaica No Problem. Sein oder nicht sein, die Frage von Shakespeares Hamlet, die kennt wohl jeder und so manch einer hat sich vielleicht schon im Theater bei Shakespeares Stücken Richard, Heinrich oder wie sie alle heißen, nun ja, vielleicht auch gelangweilt. Dass der gute alte William Shakespeare aber allerhand zu bieten hat, das weiß man spätestens seit es Shakespeare im Park gibt. Heute Abend um 19 Uhr findet die Premiere der neuen Produktion Utopia, Where All Is True im Görlitzer Park statt und zwar bei freiem Eintritt. Bei mir im Studio sind jetzt Brandon Wolf und Maxwell Flaum, die beide seit Beginn bei Shakespeare im Park dabei sind. Hello to the both of you. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm totally fine. How are you doing, boys?
Good.
You're looking fit. Shakespeare Outdoor in the Park for free. That sounds like a great idea. Wasn't your idea, though. Where does the idea originally come from?
From us.
From you. Where did it start, though, then?
Joseph Papp, New York City.
New York City, that's where it all started.
That's where it all began.
And you were with the New York City crew as well?
No, it began.
It started with a lie. The whole interview started with a lie.
It's not true. We're not doing Pap.
We're not doing Pap at all.
We're doing Wolf and Flaum.
All right.
Here in Berlin.
Okay. And when did you start the Shakespeare in Park thing? And then how was the first response?
You want to go or should I?
Go for it.
So about 2 years ago, Max and I Katrin Boyshausen got together at a little Ziegelei retreat up in Brandenburg. And we'd all done a bunch of different types of performing. I had met Katrin in Berkeley. Katrin and Max are related via family. And we all came together and decided we were going to do something wacky in Görlitzer Park.
Okay. And last year you performed Henry IV, and this year it's Utopia. Where's that?
Utopia TM.
Utopia TM.
Trademark.
Oh, you trademarked.
Double it's meaning. Thomas More.
Yeah, the Thomas More trademark. You ripped it off as well?
Totally.
Oh, man, come on. That's
We're
too
great
hard.
Rippers.
That's too hard, people. You can't rip everything off. Well, but what's the performance about, Utopia TM, and where's the link to Shakespeare in this performance?
The link to Shakespeare is two extremely obscure texts that were only partially written by Shakespeare, but they both deal with characters who lived at the same time period, the time during the reign of Henry VIII. And our main character, Thomas More, also wrote the famous visionary text, Utopia.
Yeah.
And we just said, okay, let's combine these texts with all their baggage and all their deficiencies, I would say, and make an amazing new original work out of them.
Mm. And how does the place fit to the performance that you do? The Görlitzer Park, I think it could be in Utopia, but it's a very special one.
And the one we're trying to build today is a really special one as
okay.
well. I think it's trying to really critically question what's at stake in these three texts, to mm-hmm. take More's text really seriously, both as this incredibly visionary text and also look at lots of the problems that come about and the realities and the that are both good and bad when you try and put something like that into practice.
Yeah. And how can one imagine the performance? Are you staying in one spot or are you moving through the park?
So the piece begins on the other side of the canal,
okay.
by the Mühlenstraße, and then we really tried to think of a number of different sites in the park and make a number of scenic installations. So the piece begins and then each scene utilizes a different space in the park.
Alles klar. Also jetzt haben wir schon einiges erfahren. Die Performance wird über den ganzen Park gespielt und es geht eben nicht nur um Shakespeare-Texte, sondern auch um den Thomas More-Text Utopia, den wir alle auswendig können, den wir alle in der Schule gelernt haben. Und der Platz, der Görlitzer Park, der ist in der Tat auch eine relativ spezielle Utopie, wenn überhaupt eine und deswegen passen die Herrschaften von Shakespeare im Park auch so gut dahin. Wir reden gleich noch ein bisschen weiter über dieses hochtheoretische Konstrukt, hören aber auch ein bisschen Musik bei Flux FM und zwar CSS mit Let's Make Love and listen to Death from Above. CSS Cansei de Ser Sexy aus Brasil mit Let's Make Love and Listen to Death from Above. Heute Abend feiert Utopia, Where All Is True, im Parkpremiere von Shakespeare im Park im Görli. Um 19 Uhr geht's los und aus dem Team sind Brandon Wolf und Maxwell Flaum bei mir im Studio. Wir haben schon ein bisschen über die Hintergründe gesprochen und auch ein bisschen was gelernt und jetzt wollen wir jetzt auch ein bisschen was anhören an dieser Stelle. You brought some audio files and audio files seem to be a pretty important part of the whole thing. Sorry, that was a little mistake and one couldn't listen to us anymore, but now we're listening to what exactly? What is that in the back?
6 Stunden Arbeitstagli.
Okay, who's done that music?
So a friend of ours who's a composer in New York named Stu, also has a Berliner DJ named DJ Alfenhals Genehmigung, is a New York-based composer, Tony Award winner, and he's a friend of ours and has done a lot of music for us, both last year's play, a radio play, a Hörspiel that we were working on in the wintertime, and composed 4 original new songs for this piece that will all be performed live tonight.
Tony Award winner, that's what you just said. Mm-hmm. Do you hang around with cool people, guys?
You know, we try.
Now let's listen to that song for a little while because it has this great, crazy chorus. Sounds good to me, and I totally can relate to the 6 Stunden Arbeitstag thing. My show is like 4 hours long. I come an hour before, leave an hour later.
Oh, great.
I work for 6 hours a day.
You have a good life.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the guests, actually. No, it's a great song. Sounds really crazy. Is this song going to be performed as well tonight, or are you going to play it from a tape?
No.
Tape
it'll
something?
Be performed live tonight.
Cool. And how many people are involved in the whole project? Or how many people are going to be on stage when one is saying that Görlitzer Park is the stage?
13 performers, 2 live musicians. We have a live band working with us. It's a Canadian band who's Berlin-based named Trike. Mm-hmm. They've also composed 2 original pieces for the show, and we'll be performing live with the ensemble.
Okay. The performance is for free. We've mentioned that. How do you finance the whole thing?
That's a good question.
By the skin of our teeth.
Exactly.
By the skin of our teeth.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I have to say, the title of the piece is Utopia TM, where all is true.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because
we
can't afford to sound too naive. Exactly. You know, there's got to be a bit of cynicism.
No. You didn't sound naive during the last minutes. No worries.
Oh, good.
So, what is your goal? What should the audience take with them when you finish the play? And what are the next steps for Shakespeare in Park?
That's a good question. You want to start there?
Well, hopefully a thought-provoking, joyous day in the park, and theater that is highly unusual. Mm-hmm. And, next year we plan on a much more... You go.
Yeah. We have some big plans coming up. As I said, we have this Hörspiel that we're going to be finishing up in the wintertime. And we're already submitting applications for a big project next year that's happening around the outer wall of Görlitzer Park that's going to try and retrofit it. Dig under it, go over it, fly in helicopters, parachuting. Should be a bit of an adventure.
Yeah, sounds adventurous to me. But now for this time, it's Utopia TM, where all is true im Görlitzer Park. Und wer das heute Abend erleben möchte, einfach hingehen. Um 19 Uhr geht's los im Görlitzer Park. Den kennt ihr auswendig. Treffpunkt ist erstmal die Löhmühlenstraße, Ecke Jordanstraße. Yes. Da wird der erste Teil der Performance stattfinden. Und dann geht's eben weiter in den Park. Und es gibt noch 10 weitere Aufführungen bis zum 19. August. Infos findet ihr unter shakespeareimparkberlin.org, alles zusammengeschrieben. shakespeareimparkberlin.org. Brandon Wolf und Maxwell Flaum waren bei mir. Thanks a lot for
the
information.
Thank you.
And we'll see each other in Görlitzer Park soon.
Great, hope to see you there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.